Today is Thursday, December 21st. My name is Vidal, and this is The Journey, a podcast on leadership, culture, and creativity. I love our Christmas experiences at First Baptist and FAR for multiple reasons. Specifically, last night, we were able to gather together for our annual Christmas celebration and Christmas dinner. And this is a time that we obviously enjoy the fellowship and the reconnecting with people that we get to see on a weekly basis, but obviously because of the duties and the responsibilities that we do in our gatherings, sometimes it's a little hard to spend time with them and see them and talk to them. And last night we had the opportunity to hear and updates to see how things are going in their lives, and especially when we get to see leadership. We have a group of men and women that not only they have a servant heart, but they're just amazingly gifted with a desire to serve others. And for that, I am eternally grateful. These individuals, they are always available to support and to give direction, especially in events like this. So just to see leadership stepping up and serving, it's always a blessing. So for that, I am grateful and always looking forward to spend time with them and to see them at work. The other reason why I am very excited of what happened last night is becoming more and more this opportunity to see visitors, to see guests, to see people that recently came and joined our church through our Sunday gatherings, and now they're coming into environments like last night and just getting to know them. I mean, people that they have been in our church maybe for a month or maybe two Sundays, and for the first time, I got the opportunity to actually meet them and talk to them and enjoy their fellowship. And again, just a beautiful time to hear their stories and their journeys and obviously their struggles. I even got a chance last night to talk to a guy that has been coming to our church for a few Sundays and just directly asked me about baptism. And he was able to actually articulate his conversion to Jesus, which was very, very exciting. And we're going to get him baptized in the next few Sundays. And that's also very, very special to me to see people connected with one another and to see them fellowshipping and to see them getting deeper into their relationships. And all of this takes me into the experience of seeing some of these specific dates, specific celebrations within the framework of time. And this is special to us because, again, December is such a time of remembrance and fellowshipping and family and celebration. But it's also the time that we are reminded of the concept of time, the concept, the framework, that there is a specific times throughout the year. There is a specific scenarios, a specific celebrations, a specific dates on the calendar that brings us back into how this incarnation, this experience of God becoming man, God becoming flesh and dwelling among us, has to do with these limitations that he puts in himself for the purpose of dwelling among us. And the purpose of these transitions, of the purpose of these limitations, they have to do with specifically what the Bible describes for the original or the basic purpose and the basic plans that God had from the beginning when it comes to the person of Jesus and his function on earth. We have said in the past, and we have discovered that in reality, what the purpose of this Christmas season, the experience of the birth of Jesus, is an emphasis for the world to rediscover, retake the essence of worship and basically submission to the character and to the person of Jesus. This is the opportunity that we not only have to connect with God, to live for God, to relate to God, but it's specifically to surrender to the person of Jesus. Now, the question now comes how and why we are to do that. The Bible describes in the book of Philippians, which is the letter we've been reading, in chapter 2, verse 10, that it is at the person, or it is at the name, which is the name Lord, of Jesus, that every knee should bow. And then he goes into the specificity of describing, you know, who is supposed to bow. When it describes that every knee is describing in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. So this beautiful transition of displaying the character, the name that is above every name, the name that has been given based on his humiliation, based on his obedience, based on the fact that, because this is Philippians and this is post-resurrection, based on the fact that he not only is going to be born, but he's going to die. We see that the birth of Jesus had in mind from the beginning this experience of death and death on a cross, as we read previously in the previous verses. So this whole transition of the purposes of God, the purpose of why Jesus is born on Bethlehem, has to do ultimately with the knee of every single one in heaven, on earth, and under the earth to bow before this Jesus. Now, it's pretty obvious that for Jesus to get to that place of being worthy of our bowing, being worthy of our adoration and surrender, it's a journey that was not easy. And again, we go back to the understanding how he's going to transition from this experience of one essence and three persons, that now, as the second person of the Trinity, he comes and dwells on this earth as one person with two natures. Well, this experience, again, of having two natures, being fully divine and 100% men equally, it is the understanding that as he is going to grow into this Jewish rabbi, Jewish teacher, and as he's going to walk among us, is the experience that ultimately we are to bow before him by acknowledging his lordship, by acknowledging that he is Lord. And as we think of this Christmas season, as we are limited to think chronologically, because today is the 21st of December, which implies this coming Sunday will be Christmas Eve, and on Monday we'll celebrate Christmas Day. This concept of time has to be the motivation that we must recognize, that the bowing before Jesus, according to what we read, is unavoidable, is irrefutable, is something that we will do in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. The beauty of the bowing as we speak this morning is that because he has not returned again, we are able to bow before him in time. And when I said in time, I'm describing that today not only is the day of salvation, but today is the day of placing our trust in him. And when we trust in him, we are able to bow before him. And the beauty of this bowing, which is always means to an end, the end is the belonging, the end is the restoration, the end is the acknowledgement, as we read before, the acknowledgement that he is Lord. Now, that's the good news. The not so good news about this bowing, because I'm going to say that again, it is unavoidable. Every knee should bow at the name, which is Lord, at the name, at the lordship, at the ruling, and the mastering. He is the owner. He is the husband. That's what the word Lord means. We will all bow. If we are not willing to do it in time, going back to this calendar, you know, time frame, understanding dates and chronology. The second option, which is the one that I do not recommend, is that every knee should bow on the day of the Lord. If we are not willing to do it in time by faith, we will do it on the day of the Lord. And now, this is not a bowing by faith to belong to God, but this is going to be a bowing by or for judgment. And trust me, you do not want to be on that scenario. You do not want to be place in a position that the judgment of God is the wrath of God comes upon those who have rejected the bowing in time by faith to belong to Him. Because when Jesus returns again, when His Lordship is displayed by the consummation, by the culmination of His kingdom or His Lordship on His second return, that's the time that people will see the fullness of this consummation by bringing them, by being presented and introduced to the judgment of God. Now, obviously, this concept of judgment, this concept of the day of the Lord, is not a popular concept, and most people struggle and do not think about it because of the brokenness of not only our hearts, but the environment or the world around us. So this is something that we must balance in the conversation, because the Lordship of Jesus is not limited over our preferences of how we want to perceive this baby born on a manger, that it is exactly, again, the person with two natures. And yet, as we see himself humbling, obedient, and eventually in 33 years from his birth going to a cross, now we see exactly the same person, the same name, the same Jesus coming back one day, which it can be today, obviously. It can be any moment, any time, and come back and bring the consummation, bring the fullness of the restoration of his kingdom on earth, and therefore coming to judge, coming to bring his justice. Understanding that when he does return, mercy will not be available. Mercy is available today. Mercy is available as we fellowship last night, and we enjoyed not only his presence, but we enjoyed each other. We rejoice in the fact that we are able to simply belong to not only the family of God, or not only to God, but we belong to one another. And that was one of the conversations we had last night regarding baptism. And again, since the bowing before him is for those in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, this whole message of bowing in time versus bowing on the day of the Lord, it has to do with literally redemption, literally the kingdom of God being placed in our hearts, and the consecration of our very souls to the leadership, to the ownership, to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow we'll talk about more of this lordship of this endeavor of Jesus' rule, and how he obtains this authority over everything. It is so good to read the scriptures together this morning, and I pray and I ask the Lord Jesus to make in our hearts not only a place where he will dwell by trusting him in time, but I do pray for those who are struggling to believe and to trust in Jesus, and that we will fully understand that whether we do it today and do it in time, one day every knee in those who are in heaven, those who are on earth, and even those who are under the earth will acknowledge that he is Lord. My name is Vidal, and it is a privilege to speak and to read the scriptures together. And my heart's desire is that the Lord may bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful Thursday.